Louisa had hung lighted lanterns in the trees to guide Jim home, and she rushed out of the wagon where she and Intepi were nursing Zama as soon as she heard the horses. At last she broke from Jim's embrace when she became aware that a stranger was with him, watching their uninhibited display of affection for each other. "There is someone with you." She tucked the loose strands of her silky hair under her bonnet and straightened her clothing, which Jim had rumpled. "'Tis of no consequence," Jim assured her. "'Tis only my cousin Mansur, of whom I have spoken, and whom you have seen before. Mansur, this is Louisa Leuven. She and I are affianced." "I thought you had over-extolled her virtues," Mansur bowed to Louisa, then stared at her face in the lantern light. "But she is more lovely than you warned me." "Jim has told me much about you," Louisa said shyly. "He loves you better than a brother. When we saw each other before on the deck of Het Gelukkige Muur, there was no opportunity for me to know you better. I hope that in the future we will be able to put that to rights." Louisa fed the two men, but as soon as they had eaten, she left them to talk without interruption far into the night. It was after midnight when Jim came to join her in the wide cardel bed.
"Forgive me, Hedgehog, that I have neglected you this evening. I would have it no other way, for I know what he means to you and how close you are to each other," she whispered, as she held out her arms to him. "But now is my time to be closer still."